The nation's new campaign finance law today faces its first big court test. A special three-judge federal panel here in Washington will hear constitutional arguments from two teams of odd legal bedfellows. Defending the law, there are liberals and conservatives led by former Solicitor General Seth Waxman. Saying the law goes too far, there are conservatives and liberals led by former Whitewater prosecutor Kenneth Starr. This is the new law's only stop on a quick trip to the Supreme Court. NPR's Peter Overby reports that for a law in effect less than a month, it already has caused a lot of change.
The core provision of the new law would cut the connection between federal office holders and big money for access donors. Until the rules changed a month ago, corporations, unions, and rich individuals could make six or even seven-figure gifts to the national party committees. The parties actually used the lawmakers themselves in aggressively soliciting this unregulated soft money. In court today, lawyers representing the Bush administration and the law's bipartisan sponsors will argue that banning soft money can reduce corruption, the blatant kind that's indictable, and the more subtle access buying that's not. On the other side, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican National Committee, and state committees from both parties will argue that the law will cripple them. Ken Gross, one of the rare Washington campaign finance lawyers who isn't working either side of this case, says both sides may be overstating things.
I don't want to be cynical about it. I think that there are certain aspects of the process that may be improved as a result of the new law. But when you get right down to it at bottom, the changes, I think, are going to be more cosmetic than substantive.
This fall, political operatives have been busy setting up new organizations to accept the soft money that's expected in 2004, $500 million of it. But the soft money ban may bring other changes as well. Greg Casey, president of the Business Industry Political Action Committee, says business people may reactivate themselves politically, breaking the lazy habit of the old system.
What happened was that it became easier to do it via the checkbook. And that was what the business community chose to do, particularly during a time of unprecedented prosperity. Write the check, get it done. We don't have to get into the nitty-gritty.
Casey says the new law will help push businesses back toward hands-on, grassroots-style politics. And that, he says, is a good thing. Lawyers say the soft money ban is likely to survive the court challenge. A tougher call is the other major provision. It restricts interest group ads in the 2 months before elections. Ads like this one from this year's Arkansas Senate race.
Call Mark Pryor today. Demand he cut his ties with big labor and apologize for his failure to defend your right to work.
The National Right to Work Committee paid for that ad. Under the new law, it couldn't do so with soft money, only with the limited, fully disclosed contributions known as hard money. The plaintiffs say that stricture violates the First Amendment rights of the Right to Work Committee, the American Civil Liberties Union, and others. If the issue ad provision survives, it's likely to push interest groups away from TV and into grassroots organizing, which the new law does not regulate or disclose. There are other issues in this trial as well. Some progressive groups don't like the law's higher contribution limits for hard money contributions to candidates. Starting next month, an individual can give $2,000 instead of $1,000 per election. Adam Liaz of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says the higher limit reinforces a system where the rich decide who runs for Congress.
How many folks do you know that can give $2,000 to a candidate? Most working class average Americans would never think of making a contribution, even of $1,000, let alone a $2,000 contribution.
Republican fundraiser Ted Welch is in all other ways a critic of the new law, but here he says Congress moved in the right direction. They just should have raised the limits to keep up with inflation.
And that means that an individual ought to be able to contribute around $35,000 to $4,000 in the primary and in the general as well. The limits are far, far too low, even after being doubled this time.
The trial is scheduled to run through tomorrow afternoon. No matter what the three judges decide, the case is bound for the Supreme Court, which last dealt with a campaign finance case of this magnitude in 1975. One thing all sides want is a decision without delay. Strategists point out that it's only 698 days until the 2004 presidential election. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.